On the surface, the story that we just heard from John's Gospel is about a blind man who was healed by Jesus. Ironically, it's also about people who can see just fine, but are blind to what is in front of them. I get that. How many times have I found myself standing in front of the refrigerator, door wide open, looking for something that I know is in there? And how many times has my husband had to come in, step in front of me, and pull out just the item I was looking for that was there all along? I just didn't see it. Or how many times have I been out on a walk, especially this time of year, and missed the beauty of nature in full bloom? It's not that I choose to do that, as much as I simply get distracted by my thoughts. The man in this morning's gospel had no choice about what he could see or what he couldn't see. He was blind from birth. People would pass by him all the time, talking about him as if he wasn't there or as if he couldn't hear them, and speculating about the cause of his blindness. He was in the same place every day, and every day these people chose not to see him. But Jesus saw him and felt compelled to heal him, even though the man didn't ask to be healed. Jesus just did it. And he happened to do it on the day of rest, the Sabbath. When the Pharisees heard about that, they didn't like it one bit. Jesus had become the bane of their existence. They didn't understand who he was or what he was doing. And they certainly couldn't understand how he could have opened the eyes of a man who had been blind since birth. Instead of marveling at the miracle, they summoned the poor beggar to the temple. And when he got there, no one congratulated him on his sight or asked him what it was like to see things for the very first time. It must have been confusing or scary. All the Pharisees cared about was interrogating the man so they could get to the bottom of what had happened and discover something that they could use against Jesus. The man told them everything he remembered about the healing, the mud on his eyes, the water to wash the mud off. But that was about it for details. Because his other senses had compensated for his lack of sight, he didn't actually have to see Jesus to know who he was. He told the Pharisees that Jesus was a prophet. If Jesus was a prophet, they said, then he must be a false prophet, not a true prophet like Moses, who spoke the word of God. What they had heard Jesus speak was blasphemy. And what they heard the poor beggar say was unacceptable. And they drove him out of the temple, leaving him alone to navigate a world that he was seeing for the first time. Yet he didn't stay alone for long. Jesus came to him and comforted him, and the man's eyes were able to confirm what his heart knew all along. So, who were the people in the gospel story who could see well enough, but who were blind to what was happening right in front of them? Based on their behavior, it's easy to single out the Pharisees, but they couldn't help themselves. They needed to be and were expected to be the keeper of Jewish law and customs. It kept them sane and in control. They thrived in a black and white world until Jesus came along and embodied the mystery and paradox of everything gray. As a blind man found out after he was healed, there's something scary about encountering what's new and different. I think we're all experiencing that right now. I tried to ignore it at first, dismissing all the hype about the coronavirus, becoming cynical about it being no worse than the regular flu, and denying that I could possibly be old enough to be at risk. I stopped being blind, however, when I went to the grocery store and saw the empty shelves there. Then I started to panic, loading up my cart with things I needed, or thought I needed. When I rolled my way over to the checkout line, I expected all of us waiting there to be as impatient and disgruntled as I was. But I was wrong. Something unusual was going on. I heard shoppers being kind to each other, offering their places in line to people who had fewer items in their cart than they did, giving advice about where to find items on the shelves, swapping stories about what it was like to work from home, and being cheerful with the cashiers and the baggers. Somehow, the world had shifted, and what I was seeing was completely out of the ordinary. And like the Pharisees, I wanted to make sense of what was going on, but I couldn't. Something felt familiar about it, though, and I realized it was similar to what happened during the 9/11 crisis. It was as if some kind of tie was pulling together the goodness of our humanity, some kind of sacred tie that we didn't need to see with our eyes, but that our hearts knew was there. If that was evident to me at the grocery store, it's been even more evident to me here at St. Mary's this past week. In the creativity of our staff and finding ways to help keep us connected in our isolation. And in the outpouring of love from parishioners of all ages, wanting to know what they can do to help. How do we explain how kindness like this can emerge from chaos? I don't think we can. Like the blind man in this morning's story who knew who Jesus was without actually seeing him, we need our hearts to be open to accept what we can't see or know or understand any other way. And that's okay. Because that's when the Holy Spirit does its best work. Amen. Please stand for the Nicene Creed.